A couple of years ago, I was harvesting mustard greens at the small urban farm where I work. I like to work steadily and efficiently, but there was something that totally derailed my task that day. Stuck to one of the leaves was a monarch butterfly chrysalis. Have you ever seen something like that? They are an example of how extraordinarily beautiful even the smallest details in nature can be. The chrysalis is like this Caribbean sea turquoise with bright gold flecks speckling the shoulders of the cocoon. I'm a bug nerd, so naturally, I was giddy with this find. I took the mustard leaf home and clipped it to a string in my kitchen. Over the course of the next week, I watched as the bright blue and gold muted into black, orange, and gray. Once I could identify the wings of the butterfly still inside the cocoon, I knew it was ready. Gently, I took it back to the farm, and I clipped the cocoon in the shade of a trellis for cucumbers. When I came back, the monarch butterfly was gone, and only the clear, crinkly shell of the cocoon was left. I don't know how far the butterfly made it in its migration to Mexico, but for the sake of my garden, I hope that it made it long enough to make more monarch caterpillars. Monarch butterflies and honeybees are on lots of folks' minds right now, as their populations are dropping, which can spell bad things for food production in the future. Honeybees, the workhorses of pollination, along with beetles, flies, and butterflies, are the little creatures that turn flowers into fruit. My name is Carrie Hargrove, and you are listening to Farm Your Yard. And today, we are talking about one of my most favorite things in the whole world, insects, and pollinators specifically. Pollination is totally accidental on the part of the pollinator. The bees, beetles, flies, and sometimes even mammals like lemurs are mostly just trying to get the sweet nectar that flowers offer. On the way to slurping up that nectar, granules of pollen from the flower get stuck to the pollinator's body. Then, as the pollinator ambles from one flower to another, that pollen rubs off onto other flowers. When the right grain of pollen gets stuck to the right part of a flower, the flower will turn into a fruit, and boom, pollination occurred. Around these parts, the honeybee is considered the workhorse of pollination. But I've got news for you. Honeybees eat like a kid would. Here's what I mean. Picture your backyard garden. Okay, let's say you have some really nice peas growing in your garden and they are flowering profusely. Also, let's say that it's been a while since you've mowed and there's some white clover growing in your lawn and there's little clover flowers growing everywhere. To a honeybee, that clover flower is like a piece of chocolate cake, and the pea flowers are more like a dinner salad. Which flower will the bee go to? The clover, duh, because chocolate, you know, like trumps everything. But that doesn't help you with your peas because you need the flowers to be pollinated if you actually want to get any of the sweet peas. Obviously, your peas will eventually get pollinated and you will get peas, but the point of that thought experiment is to say that honeybees have serious preferences and will always go to those preferences first. They're just looking out for number one, and who can blame them? Flies, beetles, some moths, butterflies, and wasps are all pollinators too. And the more of them you have in your garden, the more likely pollination is to happen. People generally fear bees, but they are some of the best pollinators out there. As of late, the plight of the honeybee has been gaining lots of public attention. But pollinators across the board are having difficulty living amongst humans. In general, humans have been really good at taking away the habitats and food sources of every single pollinating species. There are a few super easy ways to promote pollinators in your own backyard garden. First, mow less. What is easier than doing a tedious chore less often? Mowing less frequently and cutting the grass on a high setting helps keep low-growing flowers blooming in your yard. This morning in my backyard, I have violets, dandelions, chickweed, henbit, dead nettle, and wild strawberries blooming. And those are the only ones I know the names of. All of these flowers are important food sources for pollinators. And it's an especially important time of year to have flowers because not a lot of things are flowering quite yet. Another thing you can do is plant native flowers of different colors and different bloom times. The longer you have flowers blooming in your garden and the more diversity of flowers you have, the better off the pollinators will be. Also, letting some of your vegetables flower instead of harvesting every last single thing will help provide more food. And last, don't spray insecticides. Really, some really harsh systemic pesticides called neonicotinoids are some of the worst culprits of population collapse among pollinators and other insects. Even if you are spraying organic pesticides, you really need to be super careful about the application time because some of them will kill all insects, good and bad. In essence, if you choose to use pesticides, even ones that are organically certified, be sure to educate yourself on the safest way to apply them. But really, as a backyard gardener, you really don't need to be spraying pesticides at all. Promoting pollinators in your backyard garden is easy to do. And if we want to keep eating, being good neighbors to our pollinating friends is imperative. Want to know more about pollinators? Come visit me at the urban farm right down the street. I will talk your ear off about pollinators and how to keep them happy in your garden. Because really, the only thing that's scarier than the sting of a honeybee is a world where there aren't honeybees. If you want to know more about the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, like us on Facebook or visit our website at columbiaurbanag.org. For KBIA and the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, I'm Carrie Hargrove. Thanks for listening and happy gardening.